Good evening. This is Veronica, and you're listening to Radiance by Design. I'm so happy to be with you again this week. Last week, we got off to a late start, but I found that was a really powerful show. I don't know if there was anybody left on listening by the time we got started, which I think was about 20 minutes late. Any feedback on that would be gratefully received. And also, I hope you're going to call in tonight with questions of your own. A lot of us have been talking about how kind of chaotic. There's a lot of revelation going on all over the world about hidden power issues and about, people jokingly call us sheeple, but that's not really so funny, is it? I mean, I'm getting a little bit more radical as I get older. Guess what? And as the revelations continue, because we're constantly being marketed by fear-based news that is bought and sold. We're lied to about who's responsible for what. We have Snowden and we have the WikiLeaks guy whose name slips me right now. And others, apparently there's a number of other whistleblowers getting on with revealing what's going on out there and what's going on underneath the surface of what we think is our government and what we think is the world affairs. And I am not a political person. I'm one of the hordes or huge groups, coalescences of spiritual beings that decided not to look at politics, to instead just start praying and visualizing the best and expecting the shift and all of that stuff. I never expected the shift to screech to a halt on December 21st and then pop, we're all in nirvana, because I know that the what are they called? The yugas? Anyway, the huge consciousness shifts as defined by the Hindus are something like 600 and some odd thousand years in length. And then they roll around way out in the universe. And apparently, every so many hundreds of thousands of years, the whole consciousness moves into a core of kind of a golden light, and it becomes much easier for us to absorb and relate to high frequency energy and much love. And I feel like the shift, at the rate it's moving, is going very slowly, but some people are popping really, really fast. And in the dynamics of, and I'll cycle around to what I'm really trying to say here, in the dynamics of this period of revelation, which you've got to admit, things are being revealed. We know that some of the schnooks, there used to be an old cartoon character called Pogo. And Pogo was a turtle. Do you remember? Some of you will remember this. And Pogo said, "We have found the enemy, and it am us." So I just want to say that a lot of what's being revealed is that our own society is working against us. Our own society is manipulating world affairs in ways that we're not privy to, because the marketed news doesn't tell us that. It'll keep us busy with the Monica Lewinsky's of subterfuge through keeping us sensationally oriented. Why did I go on and on like that? I have a really good reason for it. In any case, what I want to say is there is a very, the very, very, very dynamic aspects of consciousness on our planet. Very dynamic. And I'm talking to a lot of people who are saying, "Oh my God, I'm having anxiety attacks," or "Things are changing so fast, I can't figure out what's what." And I don't know who to trust right now because, for example, the marketed news becomes really apparent to us all, doesn't it? You start going, "Oy vey, that is not real. Oh, the Fox News must have paid for that, or some oil concern paid for that, or Coca-Cola paid for that." You don't know what you're really hearing and what's really true. But when we're talking Radiance by Design, you can tell a lot about the truth by how you yourself feel. You're kind of the center of your own universe, right? You're the one. When we're talking about growing and changing and evolving and the shift, it's up to you, or in my case, it's up to me, to go in and really shift out of self-deception and out of, I want to put this another way. Okay, so out of empathy, the kinds of empathy that keep you cluttered inside with other people's feelings or, for example, marketed fear, that kind of thing, it kind of clogs us. So instead of perceiving and feeling and radiating the frequencies by choice and allowing ourselves to raise our fields and frequencies, remember, change the energy, change the reality. Instead of that, we get so, we become unaware a lot of the times that we're so much a part of this incredible melee of everybody else's fear and thoughts and feelings and anxieties and traffic and all these other things. And then we lose touch with what's inside, and then you cannot make the shift within yourself. And so you see, the shift might take thousands of years to actually complete itself, but the shift can be a conscious choice within you and within me. And what it requires, my guides have said this for years, you've all heard me say this, that about 98% of that journey is releasing, releasing, and releasing, right? Releasing and releasing and releasing. Because you've got old beliefs, I've got old beliefs. We live in a corset of beliefs, or we live in a cocoon of beliefs, however imagery works for you. And those beliefs contain us and define us and give us some really nice security-based limitations. But you know what? I always refer to Peter Calhoun. There are many others as well. I just happen to have thought he was wonderful, and I know he's on the other side, so maybe he's going to help us with this. But he talked a lot about being unlimitable. You and I are unlimitable. And he helped people learn to unlimit themselves. And that's something we're working on. So it really is all about you and all about me. So I hope you're going to call in and talk about what's going on in your life. Are you feeling kind of anxious? Are you feeling like the things that you thought were going to be normal and regular are no longer reliable? Are you worried about losing jobs, losing security? And I want to say to you another thing about, take a word like security. We all need to take these words. I've said this before, but I want you to chew the word, yum, 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 security, 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 security. What is security? Is that where you're absolutely tethered by the regular, so you know exactly what's happening? Or are you able to detether yourself and find the security within yourself that allows you to move with the changing frequencies, or to embrace the changing frequencies that are coming through, releasing the bondage of empathy? Not that empathy is wrong, it's not at all. It only is if it's predicating, or if it's really designing who you are and where you're going and how much you can expand. If you can't go inside and clear other people's energy from your body mind, you can't actually touch, really access that part of you that really wants to make the shift, that wants to grow out of cocoons of belief that maybe we could say, I'm kind of making this up or making a caricature, but maybe we could say, you and I have these huge cocoons of belief in each chakra, in your base chakra, right? In your, which is, you know, your survival chakra, your lineage, and you could have so many. Like the first time I really saw way back, when I first saw in the chakras what it looked like to have certain patterns and what that meant, I looked into somebody and I said, oh my goodness, do you come from a Jewish heritage? And she said, yeah, I do. How did you know? And I could see it in there. And the pattern had all these different emotional propensities in it. I won't even go into what they were. I don't know if I can remember them all now. But I said, is this, 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 and this? And she said, yeah. And I'm going, okay, so that's what the base chakra has, is your lineage, your soul pur your yeah your purpose in this lifetime. And of course, all kinds of people are kicking it around that we don't just have a purpose. I don't believe we do either. I believe we have kind of time released purposes. Purpi, what are they? And so that can change in there. But when we're talking about the shift, we want to do enough releasing to allow spiraling lights to move up through our entire being, right up from the base chakra, right up through the belly chakra, right up through the yellow, the solar plexus, the green, the blue, the indigo, and the violet. And it doesn't always work in such a linear fashion, but that does give you the idea of the motion that can happen when you've had tremendous experiences. And because of those experiences, you could gain a bit of wisdom, or you could block the growth of wisdom. You could jam it all down into your belly or other places where we store old beliefs that came from repeated experiences, which means then you'll have more repeated experiences, and we will believe that that's how life is. Do you follow all this? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Only maybe it's too intricate for you guys to remember as we're talking on the radio. So let's start our sacred geometric. Let's design our sacred geometric place where we're going to go in, and we're going to raise our fields and frequency again. But let's see if we can. Oh, goody, we have a caller already. Okay, you get to talk before I do my meditation. Hi.
Hi, I wasn't sure if you were going to do that or not, so I was waiting. This is Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Lisa. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, honey?
Oh, it's been a heck of a year.
It
I'm
has,
listening
yep.
to you talk about having anxiety and stuff, and I have gone through so many different, I don't even know how to describe it because I'm generally an upbeat person, but this has been one of the worst years of my life. It's like
Wow.
one thing after the next, after the next, after the next. I'm not even going to bore you with the details from my health to my car to to finances. And I guess what I really would like to know, A, what do I need to do to change this? And B, is it going to change? Because a lot of what's been happening with me is somewhat out of my control. Like a
Okay.
lot of the things health-wise and my car getting hit and taken away from me and just all of these weird things that have never truly happened to me in such a landslide of a way. It's like being pummeled. I'm like, all right, you win, God. You win. What do you want? I just need to know if this is
What do you
going
want
to change,
from me anyway? Well, you're
Like
being
I've been brought
retrained,
to my
aren't you?
knees.
You're being retrained. What do you think for, darling?
I almost just feel like it was this, like a spiritual colonic. Like, okay, we got to get all this stuff out of you so that you can, like, release all this fear or anxiety in these different places. And at some point, though, I have to rebuild because, I mean, I need to be making money. I need to be growing. I need to be doing things other than just patchwork.
Tell me this. Okay, so I'm looking at the base of your spine, and I'm also looking at your throat. Your throat's really not very good right now, is it?
Well, I've been cleaning, actually, it's been cleaning itself out because I keep hacking up stuff, oddly enough.
Your throat has? Yeah. Because I think you're absolutely right. Can I ask your age, Lisa, just because it's hard to get time?
Yeah. 44.
Okay, good. 44, that's a good number, actually. It's a very strong foundational number. But anyway, what I'm seeing is, wait a sec here, that your base chakra is trying to shock. See, did you hear the section talking about the lineage and that experience I had at the beginning of seeing that somebody had had a Jewish heritage just by the way the imprint went. Yours, I'm not seeing anything like that right now, but I'm seeing in the imprints in your base chakra that you are shucking a whole way of being. So you're right, you're purifying. I don't say purifying meaning that you've been dirty. I don't mean that. I just mean you're beginning. Yeah, you're going to launch a whole new way of being. And I want to say your eyes are going to look different.
It's the bad stuff. It sounds really bad. I don't know how, any other way of phrasing it. Are good things going to start happening?
Yes, I believe that they are going to happen soon. Take a look at your throat, for example. Our throat, you know this, I was talking about the spiraling lights going up through the body from the base chakra, then through the belly, which is like everybody else's influence or whatever we call karma, leftover stuff. So that's all moving. And your personal power, what the imprint is of the real Lisa, and up into the heart, all of this stuff is moving through your body. And you're actually clearing some kind of abuse stuff that came up too. And and you're going to find yourself launching. You are. And I saw it ages ago that you were going to get some acting, writing, theater stuff, but I don't think that's happened. But what I'm seeing is that there's a light coming up in you, and you're going to do what you darn well want, and you'll be okay, and you will not always be single. No way. What do you think of that?
When's he coming? That's just been like, because even going through this, I'm like, you know, it'd be great to have somebody to help me with this. And I've always been like, the kind of person's like, okay, I've got to get all this in order. But I'm like, no, maybe that person can help me while I'm getting this in order. Because it's a lot.
Yeah, and I was thinking how sometimes the reflection from partnership really boots us up to grow too. But here's something about you, and there's a bunch of you at home just like this too, that you can't share what you don't have. That's kind of a cliche I've used for a long time. You probably heard it. But you can't share what you don't have. And what you're developing within yourself, a new level of the truth of Lisa, is so sensitive and so gently precarious that you can't really just go slamming into a relationship yet. I thought it would have been by now, but I'm not always good at time, but it's still coming. And there's a kind of a way of you coming. It's almost like you climb up. When I went through my version of this, Lisa, I remember saying, hi, it's just like I've been dropped into a big hole and I don't have any peripheral vision till I scrabble far enough in the hole. You know, so I can see the top of the horizon.
Yep.
And for you, I'm seeing that you're almost to that horizon. Does that make sense, that analogy? And when you get there, you'll laugh. You'll go, oh, what a deal. And your life will start over again. I think you're going to write. You're going to perform. You're going to love, 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 love. And where's your mom?
Oh. She's in another state.
Are you close to her? Is she difficult for you?
We have an interesting relationship, but yeah. I do. I love her dearly. We've grown a lot, and she's grown a lot, too.
Yeah.
But as she's getting older, yeah, we're getting closer.
Good, yeah, because I feel like she's going to become quite a support in a while. And not quite yet, because she also is going through a shift, that girl, and you just explained it, but hers is different than yours. But still, remember I said you can't share what you don't have, and each of you will look side by side at each other and be quite interested in what the other is experiencing and doing. And you won't, like I say to you, won't be single a long, long time, but to have this relationship with your mom as a reflection of two women growing up out of their shared belief structure, if you will. That's actually quite a precious, if you think about it, that's quite precious. If you can look at each other and not just get triggered, you know? Go ahead, you get to talk
that.
Now. Guess what?
Yeah, I'm open to that. So the horizon is coming then, like soon, or good with time, you say.
I think it'll probably be slowly but surely between now and over the Yule, over the holiday season, that you'll find little hints of big change, you know, and you'll go, oh, maybe I'm actually getting there. Can you believe it?
That's a little good thing, you know.
Yeah, and just try to enjoy the holiday season, even though it's hard on you. Try to see it as and this is for everybody at home. Let's see it as a time of, you got to practice gratitude, and that's difficult. Sometimes we really have to even think about our toenails. We can have a little trouble figuring out what to be grateful for. But when you remember, Lisa, that your life, this life, even though some of it's like a dog's breakfast, this life is very, very important for you. Meaning, I came in to be fully me, to be fully realizing, not necessarily realized, but realizing what a magical event it is. And that doesn't mean we stayed living or we died or any of that stuff. It just means the being that you are is what you really are here for. And I see you having quite an interesting light in you, and the light is something you use in your presentations and so on in a while. And I always see the same guy, so I think he's out there, but he's been stumbling through his own stuff. You don't want to meet a guy who has no consciousness, because that would just throw you into the, you know, into your past stuff. Yeah, it'd be just making you crazy. So your job is to do gratitude. And keep doing surrender and have some kind of faith that it's getting you somewhere. Remember, I came to this planet to really dig some ditches, and I'm doing it, man. Even though you might be crying or you might have trouble eating. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I said, I don't know if that's helpful to anybody else that might be listening, but it's been almost like a year where it's like, it just reminds me, I'm not a very religious person, but I think about Jesus Christ, where he had to go through all of these levels of persecution just to be crucified, and then he came back from all of that. I'm like, well, maybe this is the year where I just have to experience like this slow death.
Well, and I don't know who believes or doesn't believe in Jesus, and I'm not preaching about that right now, but he did say, you know, I'm not here for, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm not here to live. I'm here to show you, right, that you don't have to be contained by life. You don't have to be held by life like that. Like, yeah. I always think that, but anyway, the guides are saying this about you, that you're here for a very, very important life, and you're doing a pretty darn good job, and I'm sorry you feel so alone in it. You won't. What's that?
Tell my guides that it's got to get better. A person can only handle so much.
I know. And I think when you feel like you can't handle anymore, right? You just say that. I feel like I can't handle anymore. All of a sudden you can. You can't even believe it. But you're almost done the worst stuff, I think. I think you're almost done the worst stuff.
Okay. Yeah. We're
gonna go with that. Let's go with that. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in, Lisa. Yeah, it's very brave of you.
Thanks for that. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, much love. All right, let's do our sacred geometrics, everybody, because remember, we want to do our coherent. We want to do our coherent meditation, which means that we're sending out some really powerful, powerful frequencies. And anybody in that frequency out there is feeling, any one of you who's out there is going to be feeling something about the power of when you raise the energy, change the energy, change the reality. So above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. And you can, as soon as I say golden ball, I can sort of feel it shimmering. I can feel it sparking my hands and my arms. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. I see we have a caller, but we're going to wait a few more minutes and then I'll take your call. And then from the upper golden ball, I want you to drop a pyramid, a gold pyramid, down to about waist height. Push it out so that you've got room to play. And then upside down, meeting it base to base, another gold pyramid, and it sticks into the lower golden ball. So take a look. You've got a big diamond, haven't you? Let's see it sparkle. And then inside of that, inside of our diamond shape, put a crystal ball, and it's shimmering and shimmering and glowing. And inside of that, so now you've got a big diamond, and you've got a crystal ball inside of that. And inside of that, what you've got is a star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David. Or it's also the Merkaba. I never saw them as exactly the same, but you know what? I always think that our Merkabas are all slightly different depending on us. So I don't know. That's just a perception thing I have. So maybe it's okay to say the variation. And your Merkaba, for those of you who are new at this, is your light body, means how you shift dimensions. So see it as a beautiful three-dimensional star all around you. And remember, you've got the filament of light running through your spine from the upper golden ball down to the lower golden ball. So you're skewered in there. Now see your Star of David spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And whilst it spins, see in front of you a very beautiful screen, a magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to make our little movies. The first movie is you becoming what you want to become. And I just see it. Oh, boy, I always say the same. I want to be consciously multidimensional. And I see all the waking up that it takes for me to get there. Now, imagine if I wanted to be consciously multidimensional, how much releasing I have to do of old beliefs and so on to allow myself to be free enough to perceive in all these dimensions. I can do snippets of it at times, but I can't do the whole thing. Maybe you can. I don't know. So whatever it is you want to become, let's see ourselves when we're becoming it. We wrap it in light, so move it over to the left, so it gets to stew and stew there. And now the second screen, you're going to create something you want. Now, it could be a home and family. It can be a relationship. And for dear Lisa, it can be finishing that and becoming brand new in this new level of her identity. It can be anything you want. See all the money, the people, the resources, everything you need to create. I've just done my book, which you know, so to create the successful market of my book. Or maybe it's a movie, or it's a show, or a home and family, or a round-the-world trip, or a multidimensional space tour. See all the resources coming together and flowing to you to create that. Excellent. And now when you've achieved your goal, you want to see all the resources to continue your goal until it comes to its natural cessation, until it comes to its natural end, and then wrap it in light. Good. Good. And now our next screen is the Magic Healing Center, our Galactic Healing Center. Now, you and I, each, all of us, has a huge team of consciousnesses around us. And we know that source fuels it all, right? Okay, so you have all these consciousnesses around you. And out of that, choose a healing team that's beings of light and truth that help you heal. And then we're going to have a healing table in our Galactic Healing Center. You lie on the table and look up at the, whether they're faces or pulses or vibrations of your healing team. And ask for what it is you want. What do you want them to do? Good. And ask them again, what it is you want? Now, if you don't know what you want, if you say, gosh, I have no idea. I've got to grow, but I just don't know what I need help with. They'll tell you. And what is it they tell you about yourself? Aw, I just got a really nice message. Did you? Yeah. Okay, so wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Now we're going to put another healing table in, and we're going to invite in someone who wants to come in. Now this is, oh boy, now we have an older woman here. Now I'll tell you what, there's something interesting going on. I'm getting a little more political, so here we go. There's a lot of older women. There's a lot of women, period, who are not being treated with respect. But think about older women who have worked really, really hard, perhaps raised children, perhaps got their husbands through college, perhaps worked and worked to keep the family balanced. And then they're older and they get less social security and they get less support. And, you know, it's really unfair. I think Bernie Sanders is the only guy who's really talking about that, although I heard a post from Cher today who said she was going to do some big work on that subject. So let's bring in a couple of the older women, okay? And a couple of them that I'm seeing here, I had one table there, one healing table. Let's put in three or four. Let's put in four as a good foundational number and have some older women come in and lie on. And older is whatever you equate in your own life to being beyond your, you know, really producing era. And then we're going to ask the healing teams to work on these people. And these people are going to be the kind of the template of other women. So we're going to see an awakening in consciousness that's going to help fulfill the respect and graciousness for the older women that are on our table so that they can flourish into the wisdom that it takes to really feel complete before we leave the planet. Yeah, that's right. And see yourself and see others as you become older being respected and accepted as the wise beings. And they're using a lot of different energy. I'm seeing a lot of energy lights moving around each of these people, each of these women. And also, here's something interesting, is they're lighting up the base chakra again. Now remember, the base chakra doesn't just talk about physical longevity. It talks a lot about what's rudimentary in the soul or rooted in the soul as well. So they're doing some very interesting kind of coloration of the base chakra. Yeah, and turning it into brighter and brighter red. So these women feel the vitality, the respect, and the self-love that it takes to rise into your own kind of your own light. That's right. Now wrap that in light. And I hope that you people at home, whether you're women or men with a strong understanding of your feminine side, it doesn't matter. It's just anyone who wants to bask in the kind of energy here. Let's wrap that in light. Move it over to the left. Then we're going to have an interesting we apparently have three beds here, fresh beds, and one of them is a child. And this child is feeling, I think he's malnourished. He's quite chubby, but I think he's very malnourished. He's very, very unhappy. He's kind of depressed. Here's a woman on this side who is a mother. And she's feeling exhausted, and this is about poverty. And these people are very poor. And then there's a fellow over here, and he also is. And they feel like they're running on a hamster wheel or something. All of them feel like they're going round and round and round. What the heck's going on? And so what we're doing is asking the healing team to work with them. The healing team replicates themselves, and each table has a healing team around it. Good. And that what they're doing is rebalancing the brains and the belly. That's it. I want to laugh and say, and the possibilities for these people. They're not all one family. I thought they were. They're not. But this young boy really needs support so that he can stand up and not feel crushed. We talked about empathy at the beginning, and he's feeling very crushed by the frustrations of his parents and some teacher at school who's really hard on him. And yet we're looking at him and saying he's somebody could have a really bright, bright light that could actually influence other people. But at this point, he's too cluttered with everybody else's feelings. So they're shifting that. And they're doing that with the man here who is kind of pent up and angry. And they're doing it with the woman who is, I guess, feeling a sort of a malaise. You know that kind of feeling as I'm so exhausted and I try so hard and I just can't even imagine what to do. They're working with all three of these beings and trying to charge up to regenerate some of their joie de vivre. Good. And if you need your own joie de vivre lifted, this is the time to be in that consciousness, knowing that you also can be charged up. Because you know what? You're the only one in the universe that's you. And as such, you're a part of that. The entire system needs you to be whole, doesn't it? So now wrap those beings in light, move them over to the side, and now we're going to do the political one. Here's this wonderful table. We're putting some amazing political scenarios. So I was talking at the beginning how we're becoming more and more aware of the hidden power issues on this planet of ours. You know, why is it people are letting, don't let me get started because I've been ranting today. You can tell, huh? So anyway, we've got some inequities. Why are the value systems in this country, for example, more about money than they are about nurturing? Nurturing is really, really important. And we're in a time of the shift, which I explained at the beginning. And the shift might take hundreds of thousands of years. But it's the people who let it happen through themselves, people who are purifying their intent over and over again, people that are allowing themselves to feel and appreciate love in themselves and in other people. There we are. Those are the ones that are making the shift. And when you make the shift within yourself, even though there's this tremendous melee around you, you can actually perceive, you can feel how much bigger and wiser possibilities are on the planet. You can care more about healing and loving and all of that, even though, as I said earlier, it's a dog's breakfast out there right now. There we go. Okay, so we're going to bring in some key figures. Let's bring in Mr. Obama, because I think that he, in his way, I think he's worked really hard. I don't know how much of him is caught under the wheels of the big bus that runs the the hidden power issues. But I think probably some of him, but I think some of him is a really good man who really cares about you and I and wants to be nurturing. I feel like that. Maybe that's what I want to feel, but that's what I feel, okay? So let's just have our healing team and you and I be sending light to him and really appreciate him and really send him love. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I don't give a hoodly-doo. But let's try to just love him, because it's easier for when we love people, they can turn around and love more easily than when they're defended, right? And he's really been through it. They've stopped him at every corner, and he's still making, he's standing up, he's still being funny, he's still singing. Good. Yeah, who knows? So we're just going to keep shining light through him and to him, and our healing team are working on his head and on his aura. They seem to be doing quite a bit of work on his aura to build up his own vibrational vehicle of light and his own Merkaba. And that won't just be for him, but it will help him heal a lot. Okay, now we're going to wrap that in light. And I want you to spend a minute now reaching up with your mind as a sculpting tool. And draw down. Remember we said we're moving into those great circulations of golden light will bring us love and wisdom. And have yourself, your mind, as the hands of your mind. Pull that down in through the top of your head. Draw it in. And have it circle round and round inside of yourself. and have it just bring harmony and vibration to you. Clean up the darker stuff, the fear-based stuff, and have it squeegee through your body, mind. And as it comes in through the top of your head, squeezing through your body, mind, have it pop back up, circle round and round in your heart, move out through your shoulders, down your arms, and radiate off your hands. And now see yourself patting all parts of the world where there's bloodshed, where there's war, where there's aggression, where there's unfair use of land and damage to the animals, to the sea critters, to all kinds of things, to our plants, to our trees. Just see yourself radiating this amazing light. Now have it go round and round and round the planet. I always like to say, and then when the ETs are watching us, they can also feel that we're lifting and supporting a higher frequency energy on this planet that they could also enjoy, when they probably are enjoying it. Bring it around and have it come back up into your hands, up your arms, swing around and around in your heart, and shoot up through your neck, up through your head, and way out into the great central sun. And have it turn around and pop back down through your head, down through your body, down through your feet, and into the core of the earth. Good. Now turn around and close off your galactic healing center and jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin. And then step out and we're going to start talking, because we have a caller who's been waiting patiently or impatiently. We don't know yet. We'll have to ask her or him. Hello, caller. Are you waiting patiently or impatiently?
I'm doing good. I'm listening to your meditation. Really, really beautiful.
Are you getting more? Thank you. Are you getting more and more multidimensional as we talk? You are.
Yeah. It's return to the natural state, isn't it?
That's right. The natural. Doff off this hat, these lids that we've got on ourselves. How are you? What's going on in your world, my dear?
I did a session with a friend of mine on Sunday. That, you know, we were both feeling this energy. I think it was Sunday. I don't remember. And so she couldn't sleep, and I was, like, you know, talking to her on the phone, and we decided to do a session together. So we did a little global healing on the money system and on abundance and all of that. Yeah. Yeah, she could really feel it more than I could, but I was still feeling it. It was just, you know, it was fun. It was fun.
So did you become, did you get more prosperous right after it?
Today I was going over things, and I was like, well, you know what, I before I went over my, you know, sort of my money situation, I was feeling a little anxious again, or just like, you know, kind of like the Groundhog Day syndrome this morning, and which I have quite a lot, and then, you know, this feeling of impatience, which is what I had the week preceding. You know, for a couple of weeks, I've had that feeling of being really impatient and kind of like, this will never end, this part of it will never end. So I kind of transmuted that somehow. Keeping your advice in mind, you know, I actually did a meditation with that kind of same thing, you know, what we went through the other day, which is, I think, calling in the higher self, more of the higher self.
I want to throw this at you. One of the things that's been happening is people, like Lisa called in, right? And what's been happening is people are saying, it's just not going the way I can predict. And the guys were showing me that it's more like a geodesic dome where you have all these wonderful triangles with these wonderful points of connection, and that a lot of us will not be traveling in a linear fashion at all. And maybe geodesic dome is too linear in a way, and you're an artist, so you understand that.
Right.
Maybe it's a multidimensional kind of dome where you've got all these points of connection, but they're not So what I'm trying to say, and this has been happening for me and some of the other people I know, where you'll be going forward as something comes out of left field and something else comes another right field or whatever, and all of a sudden you're moving in a different fashion. But it's a little discombobulating because you don't quite know. You can't set your sails like we used to in the olden days where things were kind of planned in a secure way, you know. But
yeah,
but
Sean, I'm
it's
getting
more
very
magical.
Spontaneous. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I just produced my 10th book in about 3 weeks. But
oh my gosh.
Finish. Yeah, yeah. But what she was saying was really interesting. She said that, you know, she had nausea, and then, you know, I told her that used to happen to me, but it wasn't happening to me anymore. She said, oh, that's because you went through a layer that I'm just going through. And I'm like, okay. And then she's like trying to figure out why she's nauseous. She's saying, and it's because, you know, when she would see this like image of these stars like rushing by, it's kind of like, you know, Star Trek thing. You know,
oh, that's good. I love that.
Yeah, we're going to go into warp drive. And she was also seeing that everywhere she looked, it was like a different quarter, like a different time frame, and then or a timeline.
Well, that's really interesting because that's a part of like it's not in sequence. There isn't a timeline.
Yeah,
that's time.
Exactly what you're saying. She was seeing all this. It was almost like a spherical thing where you're looking out and all these different points are going in different directions, shooting out from your center, you know.
So this brings us back to a point that somebody else asked today, which was, so what do I do? Well, you have to just keep clearing and you have to surrender to it and then respond, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, that's why, you know, when I got the inspiration to do this book, I mean, I don't even question it. I just do it. You know, I just go and do it. And then it's like, okay, well, that's done. Next. You know, so I'm looking for the next project, but it, you know, that'll be in another day or so that I'll probably focus on something. And I just produced that yesterday. But what she said was interesting. She said that she figured out why she had the nausea. She said it was motion sickness from going so fast.
I love that. I knew that actually. Yeah.
Well, see, you knew that.
Because it happens to me too. And sometimes when I'm just out being normal, whatever normal is. See, that's the thing. Normal is changing. Security is changing. And I think one of the constants is love. But that starts with the self love, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I found myself, you know, struggling a little bit more with that, even though I can honestly say I love myself these days. And I was having some trouble with sort of my self-image recently. Somebody took, you know, I had a couple photographs shot in the last few days. And, of course, I never look at those things the way I feel I would like to look. But it's still like, and I'm like, well, okay, is that a matter of self-hatred or not liking myself? I'm like, no, there's a deep, deep core of love and respect for myself. And then it's not... Yes, I would prefer the image to look different, you know. I would prefer the outside to look different. Or look according to, I don't know, not different, but, you know, it's hard for me to define this because the love that's there is so deep. It's so incredibly stable and deep. And I never felt that before.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, but to have the image thing come up again, it was kind of funny. I was like, oh, there it is again.
Oh, I think that's really wonderful. Really, and also the image thing is something that, you know, we talked about beliefs and so on. I call it the corset of beliefs or the cocoon of beliefs. But how the world projects on us has a huge impact on us as well, right? An image will... exacerbate attract projections.
Yeah. And it's really a learned response you have. It's not really what the world thinks of you, because they can think something completely different, you know. But I think it's really just our habitual response to things.
Either that or it's when people look at you, yeah, we go into some sort of assessment of what we really should look like, which is based on some kind of... Some projection that comes from somewhere else. Yeah, I know. It's complicated. Yeah. But image can cripple us. Our image fears can cripple us. It's a really good idea, ladies and gentlemen, to stand in front of your mirror and just look and look and get to know yourself that way. You know?
I guess. I probably would have a really hard time with that one, too. But the thing that I noticed is that I always thought it would come that way, that I would, you know, be able to look in the mirror and love what I saw and or get to the point where I love what I saw. But I don't think it comes that way for me. Right now, it's just this internal, deep, abiding, rock-solid love.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I want to say this to Aaliyah. Everybody is that we are always hearing that love is the glue in the universe. Love is the thing that ties us all together. And there are times I don't get that. Other times I do. And you're saying you do get that right now, huh?
Well, and you know, the love is so funny because that love is love for also the person who can't love the image of herself. It's also a love for every fault that everything I perceived as a fault, which, you know, honestly, I don't feel those anymore. You know,
but you're saying it's an unconditional presence rather than...
It's the descent of the higher self into the mind, you know, and as the higher self descends, you know, as we ascend, the higher self descends, so we prepare ourselves for that. You know, just the clearing you're talking about, the belief system. And we were seeing, when we were doing this session, we were seeing this, I said this, you know, if the chicken is inside the egg and the belief systems are so strong, the chicken cannot peck itself out of that shell of beliefs, then the chicken dies, you know, the little chick dies because it can't get out of the shell. And I think that, you know, it's a matter of having the faith. Because what we're doing is we're giving up a belief system that, to some degree, we have come to believe protects us. You know, it protects us to feel afraid.
Because it creates security. But
security, but worry doesn't, you know?
I should probably move on just to make sure we finish before everybody, you know. But I agree with you. I think that's a really interesting point that you're bringing up. And it throws me back into security and redefining our terms. I want to say one other thing before we end the show, which is identity. And this is partly what Aaliyah has been talking about, is how we define ourselves. I keep talking about the belief cocoon. How we define ourselves is very often a whole bunch of beliefs kind of knitted together. That's not all it is, but quite often that's what it is. And then dropping that off, developing a huge list of all the things you use to define yourself or identify yourself, and then dropping it off will sometimes support a huge, what she was talking about is that transformation. And I think sometimes transformation is guided by the ripping away of beliefs and the lack of security for the old belief structure. I'm going to do an interview with Bernie Siegel again, who years ago is a surgeon, a wonderful man who wrote Love, Medicine, and Miracles and shook people up talking about how love was amazing and that when he was doing surgery, he was one of the first ones to really say, you know what, when we're doing surgery, the people are out like a light, but they can hear everything you're saying, and we're influencing their confidence. So he really made, everybody laughed at him while he did that, and now he's kind of a hero. His latest book is about love, animals, and miracles, instead of love, medicine, and miracles. And I just want to say something which relates to what Aaliyah just said, as he wrote this. What I always say to people, this is by Bernie Siegel. What I always say to people is love your life and love your body. When you live what you love, your body gets the message, and that's when miracles happen. People with terminal diseases who go off to the mountains or a beautiful place to die or spend all day in the garden doing what they love start enjoying their life so much that they often forget to die. One patient said to me, I'm so busy now, I'm actually killing myself with busyness. She was a woman who was terminal before all that started. And she lived a long and meaningful life. But people have to learn this, whereas animals know it already. So I want to say this little part here. Our dog Oscar had an inoperable malignant melanoma in his mouth and was deteriorating quickly. The vet recommended euthanasia. I called the kids together to get their agreement, but they said, Dad, you don't put your patients to sleep. You can't put Oscar to sleep. I brought Oscar home and started giving him lots of love. He was too weak to even stand up. I sat with him every day, putting my hands on him, visualizing his body strong and healthy, doing all the things he loved to do. When I ate, I shared my food. I gave him vitamins and supplements to build up his strength and immunity, and soon he started going outside to play with the other dogs, and his melanoma disappeared. The vet couldn't believe it. Every time we've met, he said, I've never seen a dog that sick recover. Oscar lived years longer. One might say it's a miracle or a perfect example of self-induced healing. And I don't know how many of you have seen it, but there's a whole series of videos that you can get online now called The Truth About Cancer. And boy, this is by Bernie Siegel, but some of the evidence that they have for how many ways you can get out of having cancer is tremendous. This guy spent a long time traveling the world and getting evidence from people through real life experiences using, well, you can just imagine the cross section of interesting things. So up and coming, my name is Veronica Entwistle. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Remember, change your energy, change your reality. And what's up and coming on Paradigm Shifters is a whole bunch of exciting things. One of which is in a couple of weeks, I'll be doing Bernie Siegel's Love, Animals, and Miracles, because he's even been talking with animal communicators, but he's talking a lot in that book, all kinds of vignettes about how people's lives are enhanced on many levels by having animals. There's another fellow coming up probably next week, Brian David Anderson, a super hydrate and charge your cells. And what he's done is try Vortex Technology, subtle energy products. He's a very interesting man. His website is http://trivortex.com, TRIVORTEX. And he's got a lot of subtle energy tools, and he's going to tell you how to enhance the frequencies in your own house. And also up and coming are two of my friends who are involved in the veterans movement. One is called Warrior, A Spiritual Odyssey by William McDonald, really an interesting man. This tells his own story and then his story about going to Vietnam and the various spiritual awakenings he had. And another woman who's very interesting, Maureen McGill, is going to be talking to us because she's written a book called Baby, It's You, Messages from Deceased Heroes. What she has is recounted many, many stories of people from war, people having been killed in the war, and how they related to their loved ones from one side of the veil to the other. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, call me if you want a session with me, if you're going through stuff, we want to work it out. And VeronicaEntwistle.com is my website. And thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Thank you for the feedback that you come up with. I really appreciate it. And I know it's a dynamic time, so stay releasing on a regular basis. If you don't like old feelings and attitudes, release people, release thoughts, release beliefs, and fill yourself with light. And also keep surrendering, because then you can go right into the flow more easily. Good night, everyone, and much love.